The school safety bill creates a $10 million grant fund Indiana schools can use to evaluate existing school safety measures, purchase safety equipment, or hire school resource officers, law enforcement with extra training for work in the school environment. The measure does not contain a provision mandating schools employ armed personnel, which could have included teachers or principals. That portion was removed by the House last week. But Seymour Republican Representative Jim Lucas, who inserted the armed personnel language into the bill, says schools are just as defenseless now as they were 14 years ago when the Columbine school shooting took place.
A person that is committed to doing these acts, there's really only one way to stop them, and that is to have on-site active defense.
Lucas says he looks forward to a continued study of the issue this summer. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.